This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Chris Kennedy is one of at least five Democrats seeking the party's nomination for governor. He says businesses in Illinois need a budget, not Republican Governor Bruce Rauner's turnaround agenda. The Chicago businessman says the first thing he would do as governor is pass a budget. Kennedy says businesses want predictability from the government. He says they've been denied that during the nearly two-year-long budget impasse. While many other Republicans have called for compromise, Kennedy shies away from referring to the gridlock in Springfield as a standoff.
This isn't a standoff between people who can't get along. This is Governor Rauner in a hostage taking the budget hostage and saying, look, I'm not going to let you pass a budget until you pass my turnaround agenda.
For a dozen years, Kennedy served as president of family-owned Merchandise Mart, a commercial building in downtown Chicago. He stepped down in 2012 to start Top Box Foods, a hunger relief nonprofit. Kennedy says while president of Merchandise Mart, he worked to bring businesses to Illinois and help them grow.
I dealt with 5,000 companies. Not one of those companies ever asked me about tort reform or workers' comp or right to work or how we draw our maps or term limits. Not one of them ever asked me about that.
Those are a few of the priorities in Governor Rauner's turnaround agenda. Kennedy is the eighth son of Robert and Ethel Kennedy. He says he's running for governor to get Illinois back on track. Kennedy says he wants to look out of state for inspiration and replicate what other states do well to bring the best to Illinois. He was in Macomb last week to deliver the keynote address to the McDonough County Democrats' President's Day dinner. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.